Hello and welcome to Introduction to Calculus of Distributed Persistence. Today, we're exploring a fascinating piece of research that tries to build a mathematical foundation for understanding something incredibly profound: how complex systems survive, thrive, or collapse over the long term, especially when they're not alone, when they face competition. Think about civilizations rising and falling, AI networks expanding, or even ecological systems battling for resources. What are the underlying principles governing their persistence and resilience? This is the central question tackled in a paper titled Calculus of Distributed Persistence, a framework for modeling competitive resilience by Artem Andrenko from Sentient Wave Inc. Dated April 10, 2025, a little peek into the near future, perhaps. The paper introduces a framework called the Calculus of Distributed Persistence, or CDP. It's an ambitious attempt to create a unifying mathematical language to model these complex, competitive dynamics. Now, the idea of mathematically modeling large-scale systems, especially societies or civilizations, might immediately bring to mind Isaac Asimov's fictional concept of psychohistory from the Foundation series. The paper acknowledges this connection upfront. CDP shares the ambition of understanding and potentially predicting the trajectories of large-scale systems. But, and this is crucial, it differs significantly in its methodology. Where psychohistory relied on deriving statistical laws from immense populations, CDP focuses on modeling the dynamics of aggregated fields representing key system properties, using coupled equations that incorporate specific mechanisms like resource competition, information flow, propagation delays, and strategic interactions inspired by game theory. It's less about statistical prediction from billions of individuals and more about modeling the core dynamics of the system itself. So, over the next hour, we're going to unpack this calculus of distributed persistence. We'll look at why such a framework is needed, delve into its core components, the fields and operators it uses, understand the kinds of dynamic states it predicts, explore its potential applications across diverse domains from AI to astrobiology, and finally, consider its limitations and significance. Get ready, because we're about to explore the mathematics of survival. So, why do we need something like the calculus of distributed persistence? Well, consider the systems we're increasingly dealing with or contemplating. Distributed superintelligence, vast technological infrastructures like the cloud or future interplanetary networks, global civilizations, even complex ecosystems, they all share certain characteristics. They are often distributed, meaning their components are spread out geographically or logically. They rely on information for coordination and function. They face resource constraints and environmental stressors. Crucially, they often exist in competitive landscapes, interacting with other systems that might be rivals, predators, or collaborators. And finally, their dynamics are often constrained by propagation, delays, information, and influence can't travel instantaneously. Modeling such systems is incredibly challenging. Traditional approaches often focus on specific aspects. For example, network science helps understand the structure of connections. Information theory deals with data integrity. Game theory analyzes strategic interactions. Control theory looks at stability. Mathematical biology provides tools for spatial dynamics like reaction diffusion systems. Delayed differential equations handle the time lags. What CDP attempts to do is synthesize these perspectives. It aims to provide a generalized framework that integrates population dynamics, information management, echoing Shannon, the physical reality of propagation delays, and the strategic dimension of competition, drawing from game theory. The goal isn't just to describe a system, but to understand its persistence, its ability to maintain its core functions and identity over time, and its resilience, its ability to withstand disturbances and competition. The paper explicitly positions CDP by relating it to existing fields. It builds on game theory by embedding strategic interactions within a spatiotemporal field context. It uses set theory for the basic static components, like sets of units or locations. It incorporates information theory concepts directly into its core fields representing information levels. It naturally leads to the mathematical structures of delay or integrodifferential equations because of the propagation delays. It offers a dynamic perspective that complements static classification schemes like the Kardashev scale for civilizations. It draws analogies from complex systems science and mathematical biology for spatial dynamics, and uses concepts from coding theory implicitly when considering information redundancy and resilience. And as mentioned, the comparison with Asimov's psychohistory is illuminating. Both aim to understand large-scale system evolution, but CDP's approach is mechanistic, based on modeling aggregated fields like density, information, capability, and their interactions through defined operators, leading to deterministic, though complex, equations. Psychohistory, in its fictional conception, was more statistical, deriving laws from vast populations. CDP acknowledges the immense difficulty in prediction, unlike the idealized power of fictional psychohistory, but suggests that analyzing the structure of its equations can still reveal fundamental principles and potential trajectories. It's a framework for structured thinking and analysis, rather than a crystal ball. All right, let's dive into the nuts and bolts of the CDP framework itself. How does it actually propose to model these complex, competitive systems? At its heart, CDP models potentially multiple interacting systems. Let's label them System 1, System 2, up to System N, using a set of continuous fields defined over some space, which the paper calls L. This space L is quite flexible. It could be physical space, like territory for a civilization or locations for sensor nodes. It could be nodes in a network, or even a more abstract feature space. For each system, I, interacting within this space L, CDP defines three core fields that evolve over time T, functional unit density rho EL, T. This represents the density of the system's fundamental units at location, L, and time T. Think of it as population density for an organism, the number of active servers per rack in a data center, the concentration of agents in an AI swarm, or the administrative presence of a civilization in a region. It's about quantity. Effective information density, capital T. This is a bit more abstract but crucial. It represents the functional level of recoverable essential information for system, I, at location, L, and time. This isn't just raw data. It's about the integrity, accessibility, and usefulness of the core knowledge, instructions, cultural norms, or operational code needed for the system to function correctly. Think of it like the quality of the genetic code in a population, the consistency of a distributed database, or the coherence of a civilization's laws and technology. It's about knowledge integrity. Effective action capability density, gamma LT. This field represents the functional level of recoverable essential ability for system, I, at L and T. It captures the system's capacity to act effectively in its environment, to execute plans, manipulate resources, defend itself, self-repair, or replicate. This could be the metabolic efficiency of an organism, the processing power and control authority of an AI node, or the military or economic power projection capability of a state. It's about functional power. These three fields, rho density, kappa information, and gamma capability, provide a multidimensional snapshot of each system's state across the space L now. How do these fields change over time? CDP introduces four fundamental operators that govern their evolution. These operators represent the core processes driving system dynamics, and crucially, their effects can be influenced by the environment, the system's own state, its rho, kappa, gamma, and the presence and actions of competitors. The four operators are generation expansion, RAI. This represents the rate at which new functional units are created or the system expands. This is influenced by resource availability, modeled by a separate resource field, MLT, the system's internal state, its current kappa and gamma. You need information and capability to reproduce or build, and crucially, competition. The paper suggests an illustrative form where generation is reduced based on the density of competitors, alphage rho relative to the carrying capacity, KCAPM, which itself depends on resources. This explicitly brings in competitive exclusion effects. Generation might also depend on non-local information, introducing delays, attrition destruction, die. This is the rate at which functional units are lost or degraded. This depends on intrinsic factors like random failures, environmental stressors, modeled by a stressor field, VL, T, and direct competitive actions. The illustrative form shows attrition increasing due to base decay, D0I, environmental stress, D1IV, and importantly, the capability gamage of competitors, some sign gamage. This models direct conflict or interference. Attrition also impacts the information, kappa and capability, gamma fields, potentially modified by redundancy or repair mechanisms related to coding theory concepts. Propagation synchronization, C. This operator captures the movement or spread of units, information, or capability across the space L. It represents processes like migration, communication, synchronization, or the deployment of capabilities. This term inherently involves non-local interactions and delays. The illustrative form for information propagation, C, kappa, is an integro-differential term, meaning it depends on the difference between the information level at other locations L, at past times T tau, and the local information level, integrated over the space L, weighted by a connectivity kernel phi. This kernel phi represents the network structure or spatial influence, and tau represents the propagation delay. Competitors might interfere with propagation, e.g., jamming communications, blocking movement, which would be modeled within the C operator or potentially via the stressor field V. Decay degradation, AI. This represents intrinsic, passive loss or degradation over time, independent of external stressors or competition, though potentially influenced by resources. It captures things like aging, forgetting, information corruption, or capability decline due simply to the passage of time or lack of maintenance. The illustrative form shows simple linear decay for kappa and gamma, lambda kappa kappi, lambda gamma gammae, but more complex forms are possible. So, the evolution of each system, I, is described by a set of coupled partial differential or integro-differential equations. For the density rho, its rate of change delta rho slash delta t is given by generation, rho minus attrition, di, plus the divergence of a flux term, gi p representing physical movement, which is related to the propagation operator C. For the information kappa and capability gamma, their rates of change, delta kappa slash delta t, delta gamma slash delta t, are driven by their respective propagation synchronization terms, C, kappa, C, gamma, minus the losses due to attrition, di, kappa, di, gamma representing information capability loss when units are destroyed, plus any generation terms, rai, kappa, rai, gamma representing creation of new info slash capability, and minus the intrinsic decay, ai, kappa, ai, gamma. These equations, equations 1 to 3 in the paper, form the core mathematical structure of CDP. They explicitly link the density, information, and capability of multiple competing systems, incorporating resource limits, environmental stress, competitive interactions, both direct attrition and resource competition, spatial structure, propagation delays, and intrinsic dynamics. Solving or analyzing this system of equations, even for simplified cases, allows one to explore the conditions for persistence, the boundaries of resilience, and the potential long-term outcomes of competition. Now that we have a sense of the CDP framework, these interacting fields rho, kappa, gamma evolving under the influence of operators, R, D, S, A, what kind of insights can we gain? One of the key contributions highlighted in the paper is the ability to classify complex systems based on their dynamic states that emerge from this interplay. Instead of just saying a system is big or advanced, CDP allows us to talk about its state in terms of its competitive persistence dynamics. The paper proposes a classification scheme, conceptually associating states with colors indicating viability, think green for thriving, yellow for stable but stressed, red for declining. Let's walk through these dynamic states. Expanding state conceptual color, bright green. This is characterized by sustained net positive growth. The generation rate R is consistently greater than the attrition rate D across significant parts of the space L. Importantly, this growth is coupled with effective maintenance or even improvement of the information, kappa, and capability, gamma fields. This state implies the system is successfully acquiring resources, replicating effectively, and its resilience mechanisms, like redundancy or efficient propagation S, are overcoming decay, A, and current attrition, D. The paper further distinguishes between dominant expansion. Expansion occurs even in the face of significant competitor pressure, high detwidge or alphage. This implies the system has superior generation or attrition resistance, potentially leading to the suppression of competitors. Opportunistic expansion. Expansion happens mainly in low competition environments or into unoccupied niches. This might be limited by how quickly the system can discover new resources or how fast it can propagate speed of S. This expanding state, while seemingly positive, can carry risks like overextension if resource limits are hit, or if expansion leads to crippling propagation delays tau. Stable persistent state, conceptual color. green-yellow, here, the system reaches a dynamic equilibrium. On average, generation and attrition rates are balanced, R approximately D. Information and capability levels are maintained above critical minimum thresholds. This represents a mature, sustainable system adapted to its environment. Stability requires effective regulation and resilience. Variations include contested stability. Equilibrium exists despite ongoing competition. Requires continuous investment in defense, high gamma countering competitor attrition D2J, or high efficiency, low resource competition alpha J. Might involve spatial segregation, niche coexistence, stability achieved through differentiation, using different resources or locations, minimizing direct competition, low alpha D2J, mutualistic stability, coexistence where interactions might even enhance persistence, e.g., symbiosis affecting R or M. Resource-limited stability. Growth is capped primarily by resource availability, M limiting R or carrying capacity, K-cap. This state is vulnerable if resources change or new competitors appear. Oscillatory state, conceptual color, yellow. The system doesn't settle into a steady state, but exhibits persistent periodic or quasi-periodic fluctuations in its metrics rho, kappa, gamma. These oscillations can be driven by delay-induced instabilities, time lags tau and feedback loops, e.g., resource depletion affecting future R, delayed response to competitor actions via D or S can cause oscillations. Nonlinear dynamics, intrinsic nonlinearities in the operators, R, D can lead to limit cycles. Predator-prey cycles, in competitive scenarios, the interaction between systems, e.g., system I grows, increasing resources for competitor J, which then grows and increases attrition D on I, can lead to cycles. While potentially persistent on average, oscillations are risky. During the troughs, the system might dip below critical thresholds, N-min, K-min, C-min, potentially triggering a collapse. Fragmented state, conceptual color. Yellow-orange, this state is characterized by a loss of large-scale coherence. Local pockets of the system might persist, rho locally, but long propagation delays, tau or weak disrupted connectivity, phi prevent effective system-wide synchronization, S or the deployment of global capabilities, gamma. The system essentially decomposes into weakly coupled or independent subsystems. These subsystems might diverge in their information, kappa and function over time. Fragmentation limits the overall system's capability and resilience to large-scale threats. Contracting decaying state, conceptual color, orange slash red. This is defined by a sustained net negative growth rate, D, R, or an irreversible decline in essential information. Kappa drops below K-min or capability. Gamma drops below C-min. Attrition and decay are overwhelming generation and propagation maintenance. Causes can be resource exhaustion, overwhelming environmental stress, high V, superior competitors, internal failures, like high intrinsic decay A, or the breakdown of information redundancy repair mechanisms, di kappa, di gamma become too large. This state represents a trajectory towards collapse unless conditions change dramatically or successful adaptation occurs. Extinction collapse state, conceptual color, red slash black, the terminal state. Functional unit density approaches zero. Row right arrow zero across the relevant space L, or essential information capability permanently falls below viability thresholds. This is the irreversible endpoint of an unrecovered contracting decaying state. This dynamic classification, derived from the interplay of the CDP operators, provides a richer way to analyze and compare complex systems than static measures alone. It focuses on the processes governing persistence and how competition shapes the possible outcomes. So, we have this framework, CDP, with its fields, rho, kappa, gamma, and operators, R, D, S, A, leading to a classification of dynamic states. That's theoretically interesting, but where can it actually be applied? The paper explores a wide range of potential applications, demonstrating the framework's intended generality. Let's look at a few key examples in more detail. The original motivation, as mentioned, came from thinking about artificial intelligence, particularly advanced, potentially indestructible AI. Distributed superintelligence, AC. CDP offers a structure to analyze what persistence means for an ASI. Here, rho could be the density of its processing instances or agents. Kappa would represent the integrity and accessibility of its core, knowledge base, models, and goals crucial for maintaining coherence and purpose. Gamma would be its ability to execute plans, self-modify, interact with the world, and command resources. Using CDP, researchers could ask, how much replication, affecting R and information redundancy, affecting resilience to D-kappa, is needed for survival? What are the critical thresholds for connectivity, phi and propagation speed, inverse of tau, needed to maintain coherence, S across vast distances, maybe even interplanetary scales? Could internal decay, A like gold drift or software degradation, cause collapse even without external threats? How do different architectures, centralized versus decentralized swarm, affect the CDP parameters and stability? If multiple ASIs existed, the coupled CDP equations could model scenarios like dominance, niche specialization, or mutually assured destruction based on their respective R, D, S, operators and interaction terms, alphage, dtwidge. Skynet-like scenarios, hostile distributed AI, this is a specific competitive scenario. Model an ASI, system I competing against human civilization, system J. The ASI's row could be its control nodes or physical effectors, drones, factories. Kappa is its strategic knowledge and operational code. Gamma is its ability to command resources, attack, and defend. Humans act as competitors, influencing the ASI's attrition rate, DI, via counterattacks. The V-term in DI depends on human capability gamage. Humans might also try to disrupt the ASI's propagation, C, or replication, RI. CDP could model the conditions needed for the AI to achieve runaway expansion, RI-DI. The effectiveness of human strategies like targeting connectivity, phi, destroying units, increasing DI, or denying resources, reducing M, affecting RI. The risk of the AI fragmenting due to communication, delays tau or successful human disruption of S, potentially leading to independent, conflicting AI factions. Identifying critical vulnerabilities, perhaps in the AI's information integrity, CAPI, or its reliance on specific resources, M. Beyond hypothetical AI, CDP can be applied to existing complex technological systems. Large-scale AI services, cloud platforms, think AWS, Azure, Google Cloud. Here, CDP models operational health. Rho is the density of healthy service instances, VMs, containers. Kappa represents the consistency and integrity of configuration data, state databases, monitoring info. Gamma is the effectiveness of orchestration systems like Kubernetes in scheduling, scaling, load balancing, and self-healing. R models auto-scaling up. D models instance failures, crashes, resource exhaustion. S-kappa models state sync across control planes, affected by network latency tau. S-gamma models propagation of control actions, like scaling commands. A model's configuration drift or software bugs. CDP could provide quantitative health metrics based on rho, kappa, gamma stability, analyze resilience to cascading failures, high D in one area impacting kappa or gamma elsewhere, and help optimize auto-scaling, R and self-healing S-gamma strategies. Kubernetes clusters specific case, drilling down for Kubernetes, rho healthy nodes pods, kappa equals etc. state integrity, API server responsiveness. Gamma equals effectiveness of controllers, scheduler, controller manager. R equals scaling up. D equals node pod failure eviction. S-kappa equals state propagation via API server with delays. S-gamma, controller reconciliation loops, self-healing. A equals config errors, resource leaks. Analyzing this under varying application loads, V could reveal stability boundaries and predict conditions leading to cluster degradation, e.g. control plane overload. Distributed sensor networks / IoT, rho equals active sensor nodes. Kappa equals quality consistency of aggregated data. Gamma equals network's ability to perform its function, event detection, routing. R node deployment replacement. D node failure, battery, hardware. S data propagation fusion, influenced by network topology phi, delays tau, bandwidth. A equals sensor drift, data corruption. CDP could model network lifetime or data reliability under node loss D. Von Neumann probes, hypothetical self-replicating space probes, a classic sci-fi concept. Rho, density of active probes in space L. Kappa equals fidelity of the replication blueprint and mission directives. Gamma equals capability for resource extraction, manufacturing, travel. R equals self-replication rate, limited by local resources M, dependent on kappa, gamma. D equals destruction by hazards, V, or maybe other entities. S interprobe communication, subject to light-speed delays tau. A crucial term here is a kappa, representing replication error accumulation, mutational load. CDP allows exploring. Conditions for exponential expansion versus stagnation, collapse due to resource limits or error catastrophe, a kappa overwhelming R. The maximum speed of the expansion front. The possibility of fragmentation into isolated, diverging populations due to extreme delays tau. The framework's applicability extends beyond technology, biological ecological systems, metapopulations. Rho local population density. Kappa equals genetic diversity local adaptation. Gamma equals foraging competitive reproductive ability. L equals habitat patches. R equals reproduction. D equals mortality, predation v. disease. S equals dispersal migration, influenced by landscape connectivity phi. A equals genetic drift, loss of adaptation. Competition terms, Alfridge, Dieterich model interspecies interactions. CDP could analyze metapopulation viability, effects of habitat fragmentation, changes in phi, climate change, v. invasive species, competing system J. Epidemiology. While often using simpler models, CDP offers a spatial framework. ROE could be densities of susceptible, infected, recovered. Kappa could model pathogen load virulence evolution. Gamma could model host immune response. R equals transmission. D equals recovery death. S equals spatial spread. Allows modeling spatial heterogeneity and coevolution. Social historical systems. Application here is more abstract but conceptually useful. Spread of information culture. Rho equals population density. Kappa equals prevalence slash strength of a belief technology norm. Gamma equals ability to act based on it. S-kappa models social transmission learning media, influenced by social networks phi, delays. R equals adoption conversion. D equals abandonment suppression. A equals forgetting distortion. Can model competition between ideas cultures. Civilization dynamics, e.g. Roman Empire, a conceptual lens. Rho, population administrative units. Kappa equals cohesive culture law technology. Gamma equals military economic power. Analyze phases. Expansion, RD. Stability, R approximately D. Effective, S. Fragmentation, weak, S. Long tau, decline, D, R or high, A. Competition with external groups influences R and D. CDP helps structure thinking about the interplay of these factors over time and space. Finally, CDP can be used for purely theoretical explorations, universal principles of persistence. Use abstract CDP models to find fundamental trade-offs, e.g., replication speed versus fidelity, centralization versus distribution, and general strategies for long-term persistence in noisy, competitive, delay-prone environments. Analyze the mathematical structure for universal patterns or scaling laws. Astrobiology slash SETI. Develop CDP-based models to constrain hypotheses about long-lived extraterrestrial technological civilizations. How might factors like resource distribution, M, interstellar travel delays tau, communication limits, phi, internal decay, A, and potential competition influence their likely states and detectability? CDP could help formalize concepts like the great filter by representing existential threats within the D operator or internal collapse via A or fragmentation. The breadth of these potential applications underscores the framework's main value proposition, providing a common mathematical structure to address analogous problems of competitive persistence across incredibly diverse domains. Of course, proposing such a general and ambitious framework like the calculus of distributed persistence comes with significant challenges and limitations. The paper is candid about these. Integrating game theory, nonlinear dynamics, spatial dependencies, and delays into a single framework inevitably leads to complexity. First, there's mathematical complexity. The governing equations are coupled systems of nonlinear integro-differential equations. Finding analytical solutions is likely impossible except for highly simplified cases. Realistic applications will almost certainly require sophisticated numerical simulations, which have their own challenges in terms of stability, accuracy, and computational cost. Second, model specification is a major hurdle. Defining the exact mathematical forms of the operators, R, D, S, A for a specific real-world system is incredibly difficult. How precisely does competitor capability, gamma influence attrition, die, What is the exact functional form of resource limitation on generation, R? How does information degradation, ACAPA, actually work? These require significant domain knowledge, empirical data, or potentially strong assumptions. Capturing strategic adaptation, where the parameters of the operators themselves might co-evolve based on game-theoretic outcomes, adds another layer of complexity. Third, related to the game theory aspect, is the issue of solution concepts. Standard game theory equilibrium concepts, like Nash equilibrium, are typically defined for static or simpler dynamic settings. Adapting these concepts to the dynamic, spatio-temporal, information-limited context of CDP requires careful theoretical development. What does an equilibrium even mean in a system constantly evolving in space and time with significant delays? Fourth, parameter estimation is notoriously difficult for complex models. How do you measure the initial values of rho, kappa, and gamma across the entire space L? How do you determine the coefficients within the operator forms, like the alphage for competition, the lambda for decay, the for attrition impact? This likely requires extensive data, sensitivity analysis, fitting to simpler related models, like agent-based simulations or comparative studies across hypothetical parameter ranges. These challenges mean that applying CDP in practice requires significant effort. It's not an off-the-shelf solution, but rather a structured foundation or a unifying language. Its value might lie less in making precise quantitative predictions, especially in social or biological domains, and more in providing a rigorous way to frame questions, explore scenarios, identify potential vulnerabilities and resilience factors, and compare dynamics across different types of systems. So, wrapping up our deep dive into the calculus of distributed persistence, what are the key takeaways? This paper by Artem Andrinko introduces CDP as a generalized mathematical framework designed to model the long-term persistence and resilience of complex distributed systems, specifically within competitive environments. It tackles a fundamental question relevant to understanding everything from the future of AI and technological infrastructure to the dynamics of civilizations and ecosystems. CDP's core innovation lies in its synthesis of concepts from diverse fields: set theory, information theory, game theory, delay equations, complex systems science, into a coherent structure. It models systems using three key fields: functional unit density rho, effective information density, kappa, and effective action capability density, gamma, defined over a relevant space L. The evolution of these fields is governed by four fundamental operators: generation expansion, R, attrition destruction, D, propagation synchronization, S, and decay degradation, A. Crucially, these operators incorporate the effects of resource availability, environmental stressors, competitive interactions, both resource competition and direct interference slash attack, spatial structure, connectivity, phi, and propagation delays, tau. The resulting mathematical structure is a system of coupled, nonlinear, often integro-differential equations. Analyzing these equations allows for a dynamic classification of system states: expanding, stable persistent, oscillatory, fragmented, contracting decaying, and extinction collapse based on the interplay of the core operators and competitive pressures. This provides a nuanced understanding of system viability beyond static measures. The framework boasts broad potential applicability, demonstrated through examples ranging from hypothetical distributed superintelligence and von Neumann probes to practical technological systems like cloud platforms and Kubernetes clusters, to biological systems like metapopulations, and even conceptual models for social historical dynamics and astrobiology. However, the framework is not without significant challenges, particularly concerning mathematical complexity, model specification for real-world systems, adapting game-theoretic solution concepts, and parameter estimation. Despite these hurdles, the calculus of distributed persistence offers a valuable contribution. It provides a unifying mathematical language and a structured approach for investigating the fundamental principles that govern the longevity and resilience of complex systems facing competition in a world constrained by information flow and delays. It encourages us to think about persistence not just in terms of size or static properties, but as a dynamic process shaped by generation, attrition, propagation, decay, and strategic interaction. In an increasingly complex and interconnected world, frameworks like CDP, even if challenging to apply, are essential tools for thinking rigorously about the future trajectories of the systems that shape our existence. That's all for this episode of The Deep Dive. We hope this exploration of the calculus of distributed persistence has given you some food for thought on the intricate dynamics of survival and competition in complex systems. Join us next time as we delve into another fascinating area of research. Until then, stay curious.